All right, welcome to the Daily News Brief for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. Did you hear that rooster crowing? A rooster just came up to my window. But that's because I raise backyard chickens and they run around mostly interfering with my recordings. That's what they do. In any case, the big breaking news today, there's actually two pieces of it. One is the situation in Louisville, Kentucky, where the three police officers, there was, you know, a grand jury that was perhaps going to indict them for the shooting of Breonna Taylor. One of the three police officers has been charged, I believe, with reckless endangerment. The other two officers not charged. And of course, this is not good enough for the deranged, angry, lunatic, violent leftists. So they're basically going to burn down the city, apparently, or they are threatening to do so. There's going to be violence there. I have assigned one of our reporters to cover that intensely. And we anticipate publishing those stories later tonight on Natural News and NewsTarget.com. Also, for breaking news updates, check Brighteon.social. We have a lot of users, such as John Dolph and Z Golden Report. Z Golden tends to post in the evenings, and he'll be covering that as well. The second news item today is, of course, this bombshell report about Hunter Biden and this international crime syndicate, where the Biden family has been now implicated in massive money laundering schemes involving extortion, organizations involved in human trafficking, all kinds of insane crimes that should immediately disqualify Joe Biden from being a candidate for president. But then again, the Democrats, they love criminals, right? That's who they're making into heroes. So the more crimes and the more human trafficking someone is involved in, the more the Democrats want them to be in charge of everything, because that's who they are. You know, they're evil people. They love it. They love money laundering and kickbacks and bribery and prostitution and human trafficking and, you know, demon creatures running around the cities. This is who they are. So on that story, I have finished the research on it, but I haven't written it up yet. I plan to publish that story later this afternoon on naturalnews.com, and I'm citing the Epoch Times, Breitbart, the Daily Wire, and the Senate report itself as well. So that's a huge breaking story, and of course, the left-wing media is going to cover that up as best they can. Also, one more thing before we get into the other headlines, I'm going to give you a heads up. I have recorded a video yesterday that shows you how to make your own ionic silver nanoparticles using an herbal extract, using an ultrasonic machine. This is part of the, quote, cancer cure that I've been promising to put out there for many months. And that video is filmed, and it's in editing, and we're going to put that out probably this weekend. It's very powerful, high-tech medicine that you can make yourself very inexpensively at home. And all you really need to do this is an ultrasonic cleaner that you can buy online for $100 or a couple hundred bucks. I like the stainless steel models. But anyway, you'll want to watch for that video. It's going to be posted at prepwithmike.com, and it shows the process both for making herbal extractions as well as this ionic silver nanoparticle technology, which is being researched by pharmaceutical companies for their own drugs that target specific tissues in the body and specific receptor sites. Anyway, I'll have more on that later for you, but it's really fascinating. I finally got that video done for you. All right, getting on with the headlines here. So Democrats are now basically saying that they know they can't win any election in a fair and free process, so they're going to have to cheat and rig the system. They're now saying the next time they get control, they're going to stack the Supreme Court with new justices and expand the number of justices to 12 instead of 9. I mean, why not just expand it to 50? You know, so it'd be like 47 Democrats or something, or 46, I guess, in this particular case. They want to abolish the Electoral College, and they want to grant statehood to Puerto Rico just so that there are two more liberal, left-leaning senators. So basically, Democrats just want to rig the whole system. And as Tucker Carlson pointed out the other day, the basic premise of the Democrats is, quote, do what we want or we will hurt you. So they will burn down your cities. They will commit arson, property damage, violence, mass shootings, assaulting police officers, economic damage, everything imaginable if they don't get their way. And this is what they are now. Democrats are terrorists. They are synonymous with the whole idea of terrorism. If they don't get what they want politically, they will hurt you. They will burn down your cities. They will make you suffer. They will punish you. They will kill you if they can. This is who Democrats are. And anybody, I'm sorry, anybody voting for a Democrat is complicit in this terrorism at this point. We must defeat the Democrats. And I have it on from a couple of good sources here that the DNC will be disbanded not long after this election, within a few months, is what I'm being told. The Democrats will be defeated, and they will go down in history, and their party will be destroyed, and America will be defended against their lawless lunacy. So I hope that happens. All right, the DOJ has now labeled Portland, Seattle, and New York City anarchy zones. We did cover this yesterday, but we've got a new story about that up at naturalnews.com today. It's worth checking out. This is part of the process by which the DOJ, I believe, will eventually seek the arrest and the indictment of the mayors of these cities, which would be, let's see, Portland, that would be Wheeler, Seattle would be Durkin, and New York City, of course, would be de Blasio. These three people need to be indicted for sedition and prosecuted in the court system, and perhaps even for treason. So we'll see how that goes. Next story today, there is a YouTube science guy person named John Robert Kranf. I guess he's called, quote, the happy scientist. And I don't know why he's so happy, but maybe he's happy because he's got all of his little child porn empire going. He has been now accused by, I think, the FBI. Yeah, the FBI raided his home and found thousands upon thousands of child pornography images on, I think they said, 16 hard drives, and he was arrested on suspicion of trying to, quote, have sex with children. The guy is 64 years old. He's one of these, like, science skeptics people. He loves to use YouTube to connect with children through science in a sickening way, and then he's, I guess he collects child porn. So, you know, he should connect with that Netflix cheerleader guy who got arrested for making child porn, who was a friend of Joe Biden, you know? And how much you want to bet this happy scientist guy is a Democrat? No question about it. Probably a Joe Biden supporter, Hillary Clinton supporter. Of course, he probably loves Anthony Weiner and, you know, his pedo laptop that the FBI ordered an agent to erase when they first found it because it had all kinds of damning evidence on it, right? So not only are the Democrats into weird child porn and pedophilia and sicko demonic stuff, they cover for each other. So they wipe each other's hard drives whenever they get caught. It's amazing. The FBI destroying evidence. There you go. That's America for you today. All right, next story. Darth Vader Ginsburg. They want to erect a statue to her now in, what is this? Washington, D.C. They want to have a big statue of Ginsburg. Now, these are the same leftists who are tearing down statues of the founding fathers, right? So anything about American history that's founded in Christianity, they want to tear that down. But when Ginsburg dies and she's a child murdering, you know, pedophile pushing, radical left-wing lunatic, though they'd love to have a statue of her. They should just douse the whole thing in blood. You know, the blood of innocent children, because that's really what she stood for during her, what, how many years on the court since 1993? How many tens of millions of children have been murdered in America because of that evil woman who's now rotting in hell? Nobody knows the answer to that question, but it's huge. All right, next story. If Biden and Harris win the election, of course, they can only do that by cheating, they will side with big tech's continued censorship of conservative voices, and we will never have free speech again in America. We will live under an Orwellian nightmare of tyranny and obedience and conformity and bowing down to the agenda of the radical left, which has zero tolerance and is full of violence and destruction and death, especially for babies. It's pretty sick. China has a new vaccine trial where you can inhale now through a nasal spray a vaccine for the coronavirus. So you can now just suck this in through your nose. No doubt they'll probably have this set up in the United States soon as a spray device that you walk through at the airport. So you're getting on an airplane, you got to raise your hands and walk through the millimeter wave device, and they'll probably have a little mist spray, and you'll be inhaling the vaccine. Oh, you're vaccinated. Guess what? Welcome to the TSA in America. Next story, the coronavirus relief spending will cause federal debt to increase to 104% of GDP by next year. So, wow, our debt will be larger than the entire national GDP. Makes you wonder how they're ever going to pay it off. Well, guess what? They don't plan to. They're just going to collapse the whole system and leave everybody hanging who's, you know, bought government debt. That's going to be a time to own gold and silver and other alternatives. Also today, finally, a New York Police Department officer has been arrested for spying on behalf of Communist China. This is a Chinese-looking guy. I guess he's an ethnic Tibetan who has been a Chinese spy run by the Chinese consulate in the NYPD, reporting back to China and undermining the United States. Well, a lot of these Chinese spies are being rooted out now by the Trump administration. Some of them are in universities, and some of them are in think tanks, and others are in police departments, apparently. And quite a few Chinese spies are in the Senate, such as Dianne Feinstein, treasonous traitor criminal, as well as certain members of Congress, such as Jerry Nadler and Ocasio-Cortez and others. These are horrible, treasonous individuals who should be prosecuted for sedition, if not treason, against the United States. In any case, there's a lot going down right now, so I urge you, check naturalnews.com. I publish usually around from 11 to 12 a.m. Central Time, and then there's another burst of publishing 12 hours later. So we're publishing every 12 hours on naturalnews.com, new stories, new sets of stories. And in between those 12 hours, be sure to check brightown.social, because that's where you're going to get then the real-time breaking news and lots of posts from myself and others as well. And also for preparedness, I've got a new video that's going live today. It's about how to prioritize your purchases of essential survival gear. In other words, kind of an economic equation, how to, if you've got a limited budget, how to spend that budget in the way that's going to get you prepared the best, without having an imbalanced preparedness plan. And that's part of the Global Reset Survival Guide special bonus video report system. I don't know what you call it. That's going to be posted up at brightown.com. Once it goes live, I'll also list it at prepwithmike.com. So I'm doing everything I can, folks. I'm working day and night to help you get prepared in every way possible, sharing all the best knowledge I have to, you know, show you how to make your own medicine, how to be prepared against riots, against a grid down scenario, how to survive without electricity, how to bug out, you know, all these things. There's a lot coming. Things are getting crazy. But thank you for listening today. This is Mike Adams here for naturalnews.com.